Hi, you're listening to the House Call Doctor's Quick and Dirty Tips for Taking Charge of Your Health, and I'm your host, Dr. Madge. Birth control is one of the most common topics discussed at the doctor's office. It's important to learn your options and the pros and cons of each to determine what's right for you. A good percentage of my patients know they no longer want any more children, however. In that case, there are only two options for permanent sterilization: a tubal ligation for the female or a vasectomy for the male. And the risks and benefits of these two methods are actually quite different. A tubal is done under general anesthesia in the hospital with a week-long recovery period. A vasectomy, on the other hand, is a quick office procedure with only 1 to 2 days of recovery max. And even though the vasectomy is an efficient, low-risk method that is considered to be the most effective method of birth control out there, many men shy away from it. Why? Well, I see a lot of men who say that they would consider a vasectomy were it not for the pain. They just can't stand the thought of pain in the most sensitive and intimate part of their body. So today, I wanted to invite a guest, Dr. Edward Ferrer, who's a family medicine physician who performs vasectomies in the city of San Diego. Dr. Ferrer will not only give us the real scoop on the vasectomy procedure to help dispel some of these myths and fears, but he'll also discuss a new technique that may change the minds of fearful men secretly wishing to get it done but terrified of this procedure. Men, this new method may just change your minds. But before I go on, just a short word from our sponsor that makes this podcast possible. Did you know that you can hear all of Quick and Dirty Tips while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio? With Stitcher's free app for mobile phones, you can get the latest episode from every expert. And when you download Stitcher to hear Quick and Dirty Tips, you have a chance to win some money. Find Stitcher in the App Store or at www.stitcher.com/QDT. Download the app and then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter QDT to be automatically entered to win $100. That's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter the code QDT at registration for your chance to win. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Ferrer, and for taking the time to teach us all about the vasectomy and this new technique that you're using on your patients.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's start with something general. What is a vasectomy exactly, Dr. Ferrer?
So a vasectomy is a male sterilization procedure in which the small tube called the vas deferens, which carries sperm from the testes, is snipped, hence the term vasectomy. The vas refers to vas deferens and ectomy means to cut. Sperm is no longer carried out once this cut is made. However, semen is still ejaculated. If sperm is not present in semen, however, an ovulated egg can no longer be fertilized.
So what about this new no-needle, no-scalpel vasectomy technique that you use on your patients, Dr. Ferrer? What is it exactly, and how is it different from the regular vasectomy procedure?
Traditionally, vasectomies are performed using a needle to numb up the skin and a scalpel to cut through the skin. This is the reason most men shy away from this procedure, for fear of sharp objects and pain. However, with the no-needle, no-scalpel vasectomy technique, like the name suggests, there are no needles or scalpels used. Instead, a special device uses a high-pressure stream of anesthetic to penetrate through the skin, and an instrument called the dissector is used to spread open the skin. Then, the vas is severed using thermal cautery, which is a device with a heated metallic tip rather than a sharp scalpel. A small titanium clip is used to close the vas sheath around the lower end so that the ends are separated by a tissue layer and less likely to grow back together.
So do you mean that you won't set off any airport alarms and your scrotum won't explode in an MRI machine, Dr. Ferrer?
No, not quite.
Okay, good to know.
So there's no cutting and therefore no stitches. The small opening is often closed by the following day.
Great, that sounds exciting. So let's say someone wants to do this procedure with you then. How long does the procedure and the actual recovery take?
Well, it's an office procedure, so it takes approximately 20 minutes to complete. There's typically some minor discomfort and swelling at the location and for 2 to 3 days after the procedure, but most men are back to their baseline within a week. So a jockstrap is typically worn for the first 4 days and then only during exercise for 1 month. Condoms are advised for 12 weeks after the procedure to assure that all sperm has been ejaculated. The last thing you'd want is to get pregnant after finally going through the vasectomy procedure, but with a leftover sperm that just didn't swim out in time.
Okay. How about the risks? What are they exactly?
Large-scale studies have shown that the overall incidence of complications is less than 5 per 100 vasectomies performed. Some of the most common risks associated with vasectomy are bruising, tenderness, swelling, infection, and bleeding. Some men, about 1 in 20, will experience swelling and mild ache in one or both testes anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months after the procedure. Overall, incidence of either hematoma, which is a blood clot in the scrotum, or infection is less than 2% of the vasectomies performed. Another risk is what's called post-vasectomy pain syndrome, which is a rare condition which produces chronic testicular pain for greater than 3 months after having a vasectomy, and occurs in 1 to 2% of vasectomies. Sterilization failure rate is less than 1% as well. However, most men do very well, and the risk and complications from this technique are quite low.
Okay, great. So overall, it seems like a very low-risk type of procedure for men that would be interested in having a vasectomy. Maybe more men should be having this. So here's the question that every man really wants to know. They want to know, is there going to be any pain?
It's a very good question. But more than anything, there's really only discomfort, not pain, I would say. And it's much more tolerable than the traditional vasectomy method. My method is often compared to a rubber band snap as the anesthetic is injected. So after the injections, patients do not feel any pain during the rest of the procedure, only some minor pressure. Let's face it, it's far less pain than having your spouse's tubal ligation or childbirth.
That is so true, if you think about it. So what do you think are the advantages of this new technique that you're doing in your office? Can you list those for us?
Of course. Number one, it's a quick office procedure that only takes 20 minutes. A tubal ligation, on the other hand, for a woman is typically done under general anesthesia in the hospital with a much longer recovery. Number two, no needle and no scalpel means less pain. Number three, the risks of complications are much lower as compared to the traditional vasectomy procedure. Number four, it's more cost effective than any other birth control options, believe it or not, including tubal ligation. Lastly, a vasectomy is the most effective form of birth control with less than 1% risk of failure.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dr. Ferrer. You know, one question that I always get from my patients that are considering vasectomies is they want to know if it's actually going to affect their sex drive. Does it do that?
Another good question. There's absolutely no evidence that a vasectomy will change your sex drive or performance, affect your sex hormone levels, or cause erectile dysfunction. Those are all myths.
Good, that's what I thought. So, Dr. Ferrer, what if someone later on down the line changes their mind and they actually want to have kids again? Is this procedure reversible?
You should consider vasectomy to be a permanent and non-reversible. There are surgical procedures to help reverse a vasectomy, but the success is variable and not guaranteed. So vasectomy reversal is a 3-hour surgery that results in return of sperm to the semen in about 85% of the time. Success rates decrease with time after vasectomy. If you are going to consider a vasectomy, it's best to assume that it's a permanent change. Do not get a vasectomy if you have any doubts whatsoever.
Yes, that's great advice, Dr. Ferrer. So let's say someone wants to go ahead and schedule this procedure. How much will it actually cost them?
Cost can range anywhere from $400 to $1,200, but the procedure is often a covered medical benefit through your insurance. At the Vasectomy Clinic of San Diego, the cost out of pocket for those without vasectomy coverage, without insurance, or for those whose physicians do not perform this new technique is just a flat $500 fee. This fee covers your consultation visit, the procedure, and any post-procedure follow-up.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. So how can patients actually learn more about this new vasectomy technique?
Well, there's a lot more information on my website, and they can check it out at vasectomyclinicsandiego.com. For more information, or feel free to email me at info@vasectomyclinicsandiego.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ferrer, for joining us today and for sharing your knowledge with us. I'm sure this will bring a lot of good information for our listeners.
Thank you for having me.
So, my QDT listeners, don't forget to join the House Call Doctors Facebook and Twitter pages, too, where you can actually read more of my health-related tips. Please note that all content here is strictly for informational purposes only. It does not substitute any medical advice and does not replace any medical judgment or reasoning by your own personal health provider. Please always seek a licensed physician in your area regarding all health-related questions and issues. So thanks for listening to the House Call Doctor's Quick and Dirty Tips for Taking Charge of Your Health. If you have any suggestions for future topics, you can email me at housecalldoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. Hope you have a great and healthy week.